listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Two, one, two. Check, one, two. Mic check. Okay. That sounds pretty good. Okay, here we are. Fakeologist.com. Kenzie 74. Christopher Hansen. Fakeologist.com. Thank you, Kenzie74. He does great work on YouTube. You got to support this guy. 54 thumbs up, no thumbs down. Okay, Bucket Fest time. I'm going to play it in its entirety. Foreign correspondent on the ABC in Australia, the Australian Bullshit Corporation. They call anyone who questions Sandy Hook bullies. Anyone, and we're talking about here, I think John LeBron. Actually, I might play the John LeBron clip first, and I'll play this in its entirety, this bullshit hit piece. If it's a hit piece, or just it's a bucket fest. You need your vomit buckets when you're going to listen to this. I'm going to play this before we go to air, but I'll play the John LeBron bit first.
Prominent YouTube truthers PK, Russian Vids, and Press Reset Earth have been cited by the ABC as dangerous conspiracy theorists who harass the grieving families of victims of events like Sandy Hook as part of a, quote, vicious trolling campaign.
Oh, from Orlando, you know, some of the survivors or the victims, families are watching, or friends and families, be prepared that when you speak out, you will be harassed.
Busted! 100% proof that Sandy Hook was a hoax.
I don't think that's Press Reset Earth. Jeff C. Let's listen to it again. I think John LeBron's got that wrong, but let's try it again.
Close. When you speak out, you will be harassed.
Busted! 100% proof that Sandy Hook was a hoax.
No, that's Jeff C. That's not Press Reset Earth. I think he's got that wrong. The other two are right. Definitely Russian Vids and PK.
All these so-called...
That's Russian Vids there.
Russians are fake.
You are going to be harassed on social media. People are going to call your house. They're going to get your work phone number. They're going to threaten you. They're going to tell you that you're part of a conspiracy. You're going to be victimized all over again.
All of these links here are... There are many conspiracies, one of which is that he's an actor and he never really died, and that we are all actors.
You're going to be fine. Death is coming to you. You're going to die.
I try to not focus on it too much, because after all, truth is the truth, and it cannot be changed.
What's frustrating, too, is with certain, you know, my family members, who the ones who don't even own guns, they buy into that propaganda, you know, the nonsense that this never happened or it was a government false flag operation to take away people's guns, which is absolutely absurd.
I think Australians would be shocked to know that if you Google the name of your son, that there are websites that suggest the truth, even
more exist. When if you deny something exists, then you don't have to deal with it.
Probably the most despicable family in the whole Sandy Hook saga. It's all fucking bullshit.
Hey, PK. You notice how they can't even fucking get their music underneath right. So they have to put captions on what the people are saying. That's how friggin' hateless the ABC are. Anyway, let's listen to this whole half an hour before we go to where, and we can talk about it afterwards. I've got a separate audio. Let's listen to this. Going on. There's Lisa Miller, a foreign correspondent. Here we go. Here it is in its entirety.
It was a nightmare deja vu scenario that it just, you know, brought everything back in a wave.
Fighting Spider-Man?
She lost her 6-year-old son.
And they knew something bad had happened. They heard the screaming, the shooting.
His daughter survived, hiding in a primary school bathroom.
Can you imagine, though, what that does to a 6 or 7-year-old when they see something like that?
Now, the court case that could force change.
Shooter, make ready. The SIG MCX is here.
You can't put a product such as that out in the general public and expect not to have accountability.
Tonight, we go back to the families whose lives change forever. On the day 20 tiny children and 6 teachers went to school and never came home.
So have you given up hope that the gun laws will change in this country?
No, I have not given up hope. I think we're better than this.
And their fight to shut down the dangerous conspiracy theories.
Busted! 100% proof that Sandy Hook was a hoax.
What are they saying about your family and about Noah?
He is an actor and he never really died. And that we are all actors.
They're going to threaten you. They're going to tell you that you're part of a conspiracy. You're going to be victimized all over again.
We have lost hundreds and thousands of innocent people to gun violence.
Will America finally listen?
You can help us win this battle, America. Call your representative up. Call these Republicans up on the phone and tell them we want to vote.
His life energy, his appetite for life. He was a bon vivant. You know, he really enjoyed food and companionship, and he was very engaged in life. I think he had a lot to teach everyone about being connected.
It's a big deal for a mother to speak out like this, and yet you are finding the strength to do that. What are you hoping to achieve?
I think I'd like other mothers to hear me, to hear or grasp even a bit of the magnitude of the loss. I'm speaking on behalf of my son so that he's not forgotten.
In December of 2012, Sandy Hook, Connecticut, in the prosperous northeast of the United States, became a place of terror. With the doors to the school locked and students safely in their classrooms, shots rang out.
Sandy Hook School, callers indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building.
In a matter of minutes, 20 children, including Veronique Posner's 6-year-old son Noah, were slain, along with 6 of the teachers who tried to protect them.
We heard guns and we also heard screaming and crying.
In the days and weeks after the slaughter at the primary school, few of the parents wanted to talk publicly. But we found Veronique Posner, mother of 5, determined that her son would not become just another statistic.
It's really heart-wrenching to see your child's name on a headstone. I mean, and it's heart-wrenching in any case, but it was just so sudden and a scenario I never entertained in my wildest nightmares.
Veronique sent her children to Sandy Hook School on that Friday, big sister Sophia and 6-year-old twins Ariel and Noah. Noah's little body was riddled with 11 bullets from Adam Lanza's gun. Veronique, a nurse, forced herself to identify his remains.
I felt I owed it to him. I mean, I was his mother in life and I'm his mother after, you know, no matter what.
That they're shooting back and forth. Look at this.
More than 3 years later, she woke to news of yet another horrific mass killing using a semi-automatic weapon originally designed for the battlefield. 50 people dead at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida, including the gunman.
In almost 30 years in journalism, the Sandy Hook massacre was one of the hardest stories I've had to cover. I remember a colleague at the time commenting, how do you write obituary for a 5-year-old? And then how do you write 19 more? I've thought a lot about that line and about the families, especially Veronique Posner, who I met in the weeks after the attack. Her son was one of the victims, Noah, his name was. 3.5 years later, I'm on my way to her place, and I want to see how she's going.
Hi.
How are you?
Look at you.
How are you?
Look at your hair. You look fantastic.
Thank you. You
look great.
Come on in.
Thanks. I'm Veronique, now living in a city a long way from Sandy Hook. She and her family moved after Noah was killed. It was too painful to stay.
Is there a part of you, though, that felt torn about leaving the place where Noah last was?
Yes, I felt guilty about that. I definitely did. But it didn't take me too long to realize that, you know, for me to feel close to him, to think about him and his laugh and the things he would say, I don't find that at the cemetery. All I find there is loss and bottomless grief, really, quite frankly. It's very, very harrowing for me to go. So knowing that, that guilt has really gone away because I feel close to him when I think about him, when I remember him, when I look at his pictures, when I, you know, laugh about something he said with the girls. I still haven't been able to watch films of him, though, but I do look at his pictures all the time.
We're sending you these balloons and hope they reach you all the way in heaven.
What was your first reaction when you heard the news from Orlando?
It was just a first reaction was just a wave of nausea, pretty much. Just that feeling of here we go again, because we're asleep at the wheel and we're about to crash again. Because I knew before any confirmation was made that he had to have used a high-powered rifle to get the amount of casualties they were starting to talk about. It was a nightmare deja vu scenario that it just, you know, brought everything back in a wave. And my heart just went out to all those young people that lost their lives and their families, and just knowing they're just beginning that journey.
Shooter, make ready. The SIG MCX is here, and it's unlike anything you've seen or heard.
This is the assault rifle used to kill in Orlando. Developed for America's Special Forces, it can fire 45 rounds in a minute.
The SIG MCX eclipses everything that's come before it. It's the start of a new era.
A semi-automatic gun similar to this has been the weapon of choice in America's recent massacres. The San Bernardino slayings last September, the attack in a Colorado movie theater in 2012, and at Sandy Hook Elementary School. When I first met Veronique, just weeks after Sandy Hook, she was calling for a ban.
There are weapons of mass carnage that are designed for the battlefield. It just has no place in society as I see it. I think they should be made illegal, and I think there should be compulsory buyback programs of these weapons.
Similar to what we saw in Australia.
Correct.
Are you shocked that Sandy Hook and the death of Noah and the other children wasn't enough to change things?
I thought the fact that 20 small children as well as 6 educators being decimated in a very short amount of time would be such a wake-up call for the nation. It shocks me. It shocks me that we seem to be on one hand concerned about this massive loss of life that occurs in mass shootings or the statistics that are coming out of our American cities. But by the same token, there's a kind of complacency. And I think part of it is just the powerful lobby of the NRA and the gun manufacturers and the immunity that they enjoy.
They've still got the power. I mean, we talked about it mm-hmm. when we met in 2013.
Yes, and I think they've the ice that they're standing on is becoming thinner and thinner every time one of these events happens. It becomes more and more difficult for them to rationally justify why we can't have reasonable gun control measures in this country.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA, is perhaps the most powerful and controversial lobbying group in America.
NRA, stop killing our children. It's the NRA and the assault weapons that are killing our children.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Wayne LaPierre has been running the NRA for 20 years. And earns $1 million a year because he's so successful.
Shame on the NRA! Ban assault weapons now!
The first Senate committee hearings on gun control after Sandy Hook, LaPierre went on the offensive.
Law-abiding gun owners will not accept blame for the acts of violent or deranged criminals.
Nor do we believe that government should take what we can lawfully own and use to protect our families.
Lapierre said no to proposed bans on semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazine clips, and no to more background checks for gun buyers.
I'm a mom, and just like millions of other women, that's why I own guns.
Successive efforts to change gun laws are constantly blocked in Congress.
There are enough guns for every man, woman, and child in this country.
Only months away from finishing his presidency, Barack Obama calls it his biggest frustration. Just 2 weeks before Orlando, he was pleading for change.
I just came from a meeting today in the Situation Room, which I've got people who we know been on ISIL websites, living here in the United States, U.S. citizens, and we're allowed to put them on the no-fly list when it comes to airlines. Because of the National Rifle Association, cannot prohibit those people from buying a gun.
We have lost hundreds and thousands of innocent people to gun violence.
10 days after the Orlando murders, an action reminiscent of civil rights protests in the 1960s, Democrats launched a 25-hour sit-in on the floor of Congress. They wanted a vote on legislation that would stop people on a terrorist watch list from buying guns.
They're calling on the leadership of the House to bring common sense gun control legislation to the House floor. Give us a vote. Let us vote. We came here to do our job. We came here to work.
Rise up, Democrats. Rise up, Americans. This cannot stand. We will occupy this floor. We will no longer be denied a right to vote.
You can help us win this battle, America. Call your representative up. Call these Republicans up on the phone and tell them we want to vote. America, you can win this battle tonight for us.
After the official cameras were switched off, they ignored a ban on mobile phones, instead using them to live stream their protests to social media.
To the Ayatollahs of Iran and every terrorist you enabled, listen up. You might have met our fresh-faced flower child president and his weak-kneed Ivy League friends.
The NRA opposes the no-fly, no-buy proposal, calling it an infringement of civil liberties because many innocent people could be on the watch list and prevented from owning a gun.
I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Let me say something to every political hack pretending you know an AR-15 from a double-barreled shotgun in the wake of the Orlando terror attack. Stop talking.
With substantial financial backing from America's arms makers, the NRA spends more than $200 million a year promoting and defending gun ownership.
I was a SEAL for 12 years. Now I train average everyday Americans to protect themselves and their families. The only way for us to stay free was by having whatever guns the bad guys have. This firearm gives average people the advantage they so desperately need and deserve to protect their life, liberty, and happiness.
The NRA has support in the dark corners of the internet, too.
It definitely fuels the conspiracy.
Incredibly, since Noah died, the Posners and relatives of other Sandy Hook victims have been fending off so-called gun truthers, online trolls and conspiracy theorists who claim Sandy Hook never happened or was part of a plot to take away guns.
Now, here's the phony, fictional, computer-generated Photoshop boy, the boogeyman, Adam Lanza.
All of these links here are of YouTube videos that have been taken down.
Right, okay, so they're
gone. So they're gone.
Noah's dad, Lenny, has dedicated himself to outing them on his own website and having the fake sites removed.
You didn't want us to show your face. Can you explain why?
Because of the all of the threats against me, all of the hate, all of the death threats. There's an active FBI investigation, and it's part of my concern, part of staying vigilant.
What are they saying about your family and about Noah?
Well, there are many conspiracies, many theories, many things that are being said, but one of which is that he He is an actor, and he never really died, and that we are all actors. It's just another anomaly in the land of conspiracy theorists. When things don't add up for them, they don't need to connect. 3 years ago, every single photo was of this type. You wouldn't see anything real of Noah.
And your hard work is paying off.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
But they aren't all faceless on the fringes of the internet.
KU professor strikes a nerve here and across the country over his claim that the Newtown massacre was a hoax tonight.
James Tracy, a communications professor at a Florida university, writes that the Sandy Hook mass shooting was an elaborate hoax designed to pass gun control laws. He even sent Lenny Posner a letter requesting evidence his dead son was real.
There's a lot of emotion involved with something like this. Is there anything that you want to say to that person at home that's going to throw their shoe at the TV and say, this guy is a total nut?
Well, I think that we need to, as a society, look at things more carefully. Perhaps we, as a society, have been conditioned to be duped.
Tracy was sacked earlier this year.
I think that was a very strong success. I think it's a very powerful statement to make that that sort of behavior, that sort of activity, is not acceptable. A lot of people that are conspiracy theorists and online throw around this freedom of speech concept, but that's not how it's defined. That's not what it means. It's not a protection from abusing people.
I'm just sort of a bit in awe of you that you are able to just take this on as a, almost as a duty. Is it something that you have to do? Because when I look up those sites and read what's written, I would just feel absolutely gutted. I mean, I don't know how you manage not to just feel such a heavy, heavy sadness about it.
I do, and I can't really explain why I've chosen that path, but it really is not something that I stop and think about. It really is the only choice for me to make. Someone is treating the memory of my son that way, and I have to absolutely defend the memory of my son. I have no choice. And conspiracy theories erase history. They erase our memories. And how will this event be remembered 100 years from now? We may not remember any of this, and so I think it's important, the work that I'm doing.
Fighting Spider-Man, and Spider-Man defeated the Goblin.
When I first came to Sandy Hook in the days after the tragedy, it was December, the town covered in snow and ice, a bleak atmosphere to match the mood. Now there's a sense of renewal.
The years have passed and the seasons have changed, but being back in Sandy Hook, you cannot forget the horror that this town went through. Many thought that it would be the line in the sand when it came to guns in the US, that change would be immediate, but it's been much slower than that.
How does a town like Sandy Hook recover from something like that?
You never recover. You just go on. And, you know, what I want people, you know, in the United States to realize is, you think this won't happen to you. You think that, oh, well, you know, you hear about it on the news, it's tragic, and you know, you can relate to it in some ways, but you think, wow, that was really awful. But then you go on with your life. And I tell every community, you better have a plan in place now. Do your school shooter lockdown drills. Really assess, you know, your security thoroughly, scenario plan, and plan for the aftermath.
So where do you guys think we should set up, in our usual place over here where we always go?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Eric Milgram's daughter Lauren was in the same grade as Noah at Sandy Hook Elementary School. She survived by hiding in a bathroom with Noah's twin sister.
They knew something bad had happened. They heard the screaming, the shooting. You got to remember, this was an event that was so severe that seasoned first responders, people who've been on, you know, sites of shootings, car wrecks and whatnot beforehand, you know, many of them said this is the worst trauma, tragedy I've ever seen in my lifetime. But on top of that, some of those people were permanently disabled. You know, what they saw that day of the shooting was so severe that they just couldn't work anymore. Can you imagine, though, what that does to a 6 or 7 year old when they see something like that? I know for a fact that Lauren, she did see things that she will not talk about to anybody. And this has changed her personality. And it's hurtful to watch because beforehand she was so confident, so outgoing. And in the months after the shooting, she really clammed up, closed up.
Eric and his family stayed in Sandy Hook. He's got a sad warning for the families and friends grieving after the tragedy in Orlando.
Be prepared that when you speak out, you will be harassed. You know, you've gone through a horrible trauma. Be prepared that you are going to be harassed on social media. People are going to call your house. They're going to get your work phone number. They're going to threaten you. They're going to tell you that you're part of a conspiracy. You're going to be victimized all over again.
What do you think is the worst thing you've heard with the conspiracies?
That never happened, that Sandy Hook never happened, or it was a government false flag operation to take away people's guns, which is absolutely absurd. There are far better ways, you know, to do that than to stage a shooting like this.
He's now part of a community group lobbying for more stringent background checks on gun buyers and thinks what happened here has raised awareness. Even so, he's not sure whether the type of gun that killed so many of his daughter's classmates should be totally banned.
The official position of the organization for which I'm a spokesman, the Newtown Action Alliance, they are fully 100% behind an assault weapons ban. My personal opinion, just to separate them, I don't know if I would go quite that far yet, but I do believe that we need to look at how assault weapons are sold, marketed, distributed, and we need to make changes.
In an effort to force change, the families of some Sandy Hook victims, including Noah Posner's parents, are suing the manufacturer of the gun used to kill their kids.
And I know you're here ready to argue the issue.
50 years later, it remains the gold standard military assault rifle. And there it was on the floor of a first grade classroom, having been used by a civilian whose only resemblance to a military person was that he dressed like one on that day.
And no court in this country has ever recognized that a product manufacturer 2 and 3 steps removed from a retail sale, the actual supplying of a product, can be liable for negligently entrusting the product.
They hope the courts might achieve what the U.S. government seems unable to manage, to strip the legal immunity enjoyed by the makers and sellers of guns used in crime.
What are you hoping to achieve with the lawsuit against the gun manufacturers?
Accountability, that you can't put a product such as that out in the general public and expect not to have accountability. Certainly, it's one of the few industries that enjoys that. I mean, drug manufacturers and tobacco or cigarette manufacturers do not enjoy that. There are consequences, and it's about time that people brought that to the forefront.
6 million guns are made in America every year, and it's estimated the weapons and ammunition generate about $6 billion a year in revenue. After every massacre, there's a spike in sales.
So have you given up hope that the gun laws will change in this country?
No, I have not given up hope. I think we're better than this. I wish a lot more had been done, but that doesn't mean that it won't get done. It just means that it's a long process. After all, you know, there are changes that have occurred in civil rights in this country that a couple generations ago would have been inconceivable. Oh, no, that's never going to happen. But the fact is we woke up as a nation to the injustices, to the abuses. And so this is our next fight. Violence in our society is our next fight.
Sandy Hook Elementary School has been bulldozed. They're building a new school in its place. But for the families who lost their children here, nothing will erase what happened. Noah Posner would have been 10 this year.
It is an awful truth, but we have to own it. You know, it's part of our family's history. It's been agonizing. I have cried enough tears to fill an ocean, and I still do all the time. But now we have to own it. It is our truth, and it's also the truth of many, many other families who, since Sandy Hook and before, have lost their loved ones, their children, their spouses, their sisters and brothers, friends, to violence, to gun violence, especially these types of weapons. I mean, I feel that connection. I feel that there's got to be a string of, you know, going through all these victims, and our mourning and our anger and our pain's got to get heard. How many of us do we have to be before we're heard?
Here we are, we're live. Yes, it's Sunday, the 3rd of July, 2016. I don't know where my partner in crime is, missing in action, but we'll just have to make do without him and go on mute if need be. I just played Lisa Miller's piece that went to air in its entirety, the last half an hour. Hopefully Ab will put it to air. Because it's on iView, and I remember when I was in New Zealand, I tried to use iView over there, and it doesn't allow that to be viewed in other countries. So I figured maybe that's only available in Australia. So you really didn't need to see the pictures. You only needed to hear the audio to hear what a disgrace that shit piece, I call it, not a hit piece, a shit piece, that Lisa Miller did there. She's supposedly a reporter, a journalist for the ABC. She's total scum, in my opinion. She is just, she's obviously got a free holiday over there in town Connecticut. And I just shake my head when I hear stuff like that. But before I get started, Lab gets here, I just wanted to thank all the fakeologists who was it who came on? Tommy Dalpra last week, and Typo and his mate and his mum Beryl. So that was a lot of fun. John LeBon. What a great guest he is. He said he was only coming in for a cameo, and he stayed for well over an hour. So I really do thank him for that. Sure, I've been listening to him all afternoon. Actually, his Australian podcast on the election coverage. But might get to that later, but. Just for now, that piece on Sandy Hook, just it almost made me physically sick. I understand that there are no journalists, there are no investigative reporters these days, but she didn't even, ask some sick questions that are wrong with Sandy Hook. It's just basically the official story, the official narrative. He ran with it, and there's Lenny Posner, Lenny Posner. Lenny Posner's the bully. He is. Robin, the guy that runs a channel called a YouTube channel, How I See It, it was. But and he's been hassled badly, and the guy that lost his job, I forgot his name there. I heard an interview that he did with Robin the other day. The guy seems like a really cool guy, and a really, isn't it funny when you think about it? The people that get paid in this world, your Lisa Miller's there, the apparently the reporter, and you have your police that are investigating, and then your FBIs and your mainstream medias in America, all they're getting paid. But who are the bullies? ones that are doing the real investigative work, ones that are asking the hard questions about these Orlando shootings and these Sandy Hooks and 9/11s especially. How much does Simon Schacht paid? How much does Aberetta get paid? How much does PK get paid? Or I don't know, Russian vids. These guys are out there doing it for nothing, and they're getting, and they're the ones castled. This is just the world we live in. And I know, I should know this by now. I'm 46 years old. I should know this by now. But still, I just shake my head. Still, I hear pieces like that of total propaganda, bullshit, rubbish. And the bullies, they're the bullies. They are. They really are. And then they claim, there's Lenny Posner going, oh, I'm being bullied and that. Robin got all his details put out on the net, and he's been bloody hassled like nobody's business, he says. Anyway, let's just think back to Sandy Hook for a moment and what questions Lisa Miller could have asked rather than just believing the official story. How about a simple question? Okay, so 6 teachers, 20 children were murdered. Where are the injuries? Was Adam Lanza, this dweeby kid, carrying this extremely heavy, high-powered weapon, shooting it inside and carrying a huge bag of ammo? He doesn't injure one child. He doesn't injure one teacher. He gets a perfect kill rate. I mean, that's a simple question. I mean, to ask. As a fakeologist, that's the sort of question we should be asking. And of course, over the years, we've asked those sort of questions. We've had people like the Tom from Connecticut and people with gun experience. I shot a high-powered rifle when I was a youngster on a farm. That thing almost broke my shoulder, and I couldn't hear 5 minutes. I don't know if this Adam Lanza is even real. Look at the picture of him, that crazy picture with his wild eyes. It looks exactly like what they did down here in Australia with a guy called Martin Bryant. They photoshopped eyeballs to be bright white and made him look this crazed. And of course, there's nothing new, these psyops. There's so many other pieces of evidence, like there's the laughing parents. The parents that went on Anderson Cooper and Robbie Parker, who's laughing his ass off and then goes, and then gets into I'm a grieving parent mode. I mean, there's no secret to this. Why isn't Lisa Miller not even questioning that? Well, we know why, but as a fakeologist, these are the sort of questions you've got. What else? You've got the children that were interviewed the day after. And you can find this on Crystal's website, the children that are just saying what they heard, supposedly, and being coaxed by the parents, coaxed into answers to what they heard. It's bloody hopeless, the answers. The children were just, children are children, and it's not easy for them to lie, so... you got that. Also, you had, what else? Creepy Jean? But why didn't she dig Creepy Jean up? Jean Rosen, the guy with the purple jacket and the stuffed toys in his little house there that he took the children in. And, yes, Creepy Jean. No, none of that. And of course, yes, you heard at the end there, she was, they bulldozed Sandy Hook's school. Of course, get rid of the evidence. I want the evidence, just like 9/11. Got rid of all the evidence before there was even an investigation. And even the poxy investigation of 9/11 that happened 2 or 3 years later or something was just a debacle. But, yes, get rid of the evidence. So this had to go because we can't have people looking in there. And then we've been cameras. There were cameras all over that school as well. We see any camera footage? No. Just some crazy conspiracy theory about 2 shooters or something that came out initially, but that was kiboshed pretty quickly. But I remember 9/11, Sandy Hook conspiracy. I watched a show on England on an English channel. I think it was Channel 4. Katrina Katz or something ran it. It was a horrible show. It was just almost like a Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory show. Anyway, what else? I don't know. It's, I don't know where else to go with it. It is truly saddening to hear crap like that. But hey, what else do I expect? I don't expect expect something, a little bit of truth, but nothing. Lenny Posner's the bad guy. Oh no, Lenny Posner's the aggrieved parent. I still didn't see any tears there. I didn't see any tears. They all almost look like they're still laughing. Because they are. They're laughing all the way to the bank. I think they set up GoFundMe accounts the day before. And, oh, man. So I really do hope. I don't know where Ab's gone tonight, but I really do hope that he will play that episode of Foreign Correspondent. Reporter Lisa Miller, you should hang your head in shame. Anyway, I'm going to go and have a break. So this didn't make it to air last week, and Chrissy was such a sweetheart, and he said he enjoyed the show, El Sushi. I thought I might play it again in the actual show, and hopefully Ab will come in shortly. So yeah, Free as a Bird by Supertramp. Here we go. You're listening to Fakeologist.com. Back in four.
When the spirit is broken, why go on when there's nothing to say? And our love just a token, it was strong, now it's fading away. But I'm free as ever. As I walk right out that door, you have my word. I won't bother you no more. Yes, I'm doing alright. As I face the lonely night. And our love, it was over long ago, but we just couldn't say. And the years they had fallen, one by one, how they drifted away. But now I'm free as a lover. As I walk right out that door, you have my word. I won't bother you no more. Yes, I'm feeling okay. As I face a brand new. As I face the brand new day.
Behind, no more body, me.
Psychologist.com. Thank you, Supertramp. Free as a bird. And thank you, Sushi, for recommending it. Great tune. Yeah, I'm here on my Pat Malone. I'm missing my partner in crime. I'm actually looking, what am I looking at? An excellent website that John has done, johnlebon.com. Look at the banner there. That is fantastic. Golly, that reminds me of back when in the day when I used to use Adobe Photoshop. I did a lot of Photoshop work and doing collages like these. I'm trying to name all the people in here. I mean, you can see Laura Linney from The Truman Show there at the front there, and Biff Tannen there at the top. Right. Yep, from Back to the Future, and there's George Beer, and there's Martin Bright, of course. George Orwell there on the left. Eugene. What else can I name? Oh, yeah, the three Apollo 11 astronauts. Dude from, he hasn't got that quite right. If you look closely, he should have pulled the fella down a little bit on the phone from that nuke movie, George C. Scott out of that film. What was that film that George Scott was in with Peter Sellers? That's right, How to Learn to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. It was called Dr. Strangelove. There's Neil deGrasse Tyson, and then there's the dude that from They Live, Ned Beatty from Network. Yeah, Bin Laden, of course. Oh, yeah, so he's put the New Zealand fellow from Jurassic Park, Dinosaur Hoax, and the little kid from The Shining, Pope Francis there, and, old mate who, Carlos Arredondo, the legless, what is it? What was that word that Ab taught me? Exsanguination. You don't put people who have lost their legs on wheelchairs because they'll bleed out if they've just had their legs blown off. And then magically they turn up on at a ice hockey game a week later. I don't know who the dude red hair is. I've forgotten his name. Like, the dude with his hands up. That's from the Sydney Siege. I've forgotten his name. Another guy must be Monis, Donald Trump, of course, and Cartoon Bird is, or the Cartoon Sailor Man is. There you go. So go to johnlebon.com. I named most of them. I didn't research this. I didn't look that up on my cell phone. I used to run trivia nights 10 years ago at the Town Hall Hotel, and that was fun. And I used to put collages like this together on the back of the sheet. I used to write, 100 questions every Sunday night. I used to get up on the mic and I'd have the place buzzing, and it was a fantastic time. In fact, I might actually look at my own YouTube site, because the guys that used to own that hotel, Rob and Roy, and Alita and Betty, I used to work for them. They give me, it was only $100 that I got paid, but I got free drinks all night, and I used to get carried out of there quite often at the end of the night because I did abuse my privileges quite a bit. But I do, if I remember rightly on my YouTube, I do have Rob, because Roy was one of Australia's top ballerinas, one of the brothers, and he's actually good friends with the drummer from Pink Floyd, Mason. Yeah, both of them were good friends. Actually, the sister as well. He used to go over and stay over there in his mansion and have really good times and tell me all sorts of stories that I shouldn't be telling here. But I do actually have a video that I did that, because Rob, the brother, is actually an opera singer. And I'm pretty sure I filmed it over 10 years ago now. I don't know how fakeologist-related this is. See if I can find it. There I am. Noticed a choir congratulated John LeBon on his site too. Hoping it goes well, so that's all done, Del. I'm back to fakeologist, mate. We're not good guys. Here we go. I filmed this, but wouldn't I upload it? September 6, 2007, so 9 years ago. Oh, here we go. Fakeologist.com. This is Rob. don't get this, your local hotel every day. And this was a time when I was really, really happy and really enjoying my life. So here we go. Rob, love changes everything. Fakeologist.com.
Love changes everything, hands and faces, love and sight. Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the sun apply, or a rise in like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything, and now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love changes everything, there's a longer
changes everything. Thank you, Rob. Oh, those were good old days. I might cut the show short because I don't know where Ab is, and I'm not good on my own, but I do want to... I have listened to a couple of podcasts this week, and what did I listen to? But yeah, John Le Bon's Istanbul one was excellent, I thought. His back and forth, he had a young guy called Chad on, and... my goodness, if you do not know what you're talking about, do not, well, I would suggest don't get into a, well, not a fight, but just a, I just suggest people know what they're talking about. If they're going to get on, certainly with someone as clever as John, can't say that, is he saying something like, the Muslim terrorists blow themselves up and others, kill others and themselves, radicalized ones. And then, because they want to get 72 virgins, then John just says, well, where in the Quran is that? whereabouts? And he goes, oh, just Google it. I did laugh. It was actually one of the more pleasant podcasts to listen to this week. I haven't looked into the Istanbul thing. I don't know anything about it, so it looks dodgy. Yeah, the Aussie roundtable I just listened to today, this afternoon, these guys are just way too smart. Lindsay and Ethan and Jono, yeah, discussing, what is it, the false dichotomy, which is democracy, supposedly. That was some excellent, that was excellent to listen to. I listened to Robin on Dr. James Tracy. He was the guy that was in that... sacked, apparently. Lenny Posner was so proud that he got him sacked from his job. This is the sort of crap. Whether it's, I hope it's true, but I heard Robin on James Tracy. I was going to cut some audio out of that, but unfortunately the audio was so terrible. I was 10 years. And yes, the afternoon commute, of course, is the other one I listened to this week, where what was it? John Adams and hoaxbuster himself, Chris Kendall. He's the conspiracy theorist of conspiracy theorists. I really did enjoy that, so I really do want to thank those guys for making my week quite enjoyable. So I might cut this one short tonight. Frank, I saw in writing during the week in the chat on fakeologist.com. Really hammering hard trying to get this Dallas Goldbug interview going with Alberto. So if that happens, I'm looking forward to that. And also this Clues Forum or Clues Chronicle thing that Ab is supposed to have done. I haven't seen that posted anywhere yet, or on either Fakeologist or Clues Forum. So I just go to mute. Who knows? That might come in. But if not, I'll think of a cracking tune that's a little bit obscure. I prefer obscure tunes. If anyone wants to throw an obscure, because I think She Drives Me Crazy, or the ones I played last week are all too mainstream. Anyway, I'll go on mute. And if Ab comes in, all good. We can have a chit chat because that's why I like to think of this as a friendly chit chat. I don't, rather than a radio show, because if I think about it that way, I'll get way too penned up and nervous, and I don't know what to say. But okay, I'm off on mute.
I just have another message for all truth seekers out there. While on your journey of truth, you're going to hit many, many obstacles. I know it can be tough to question authority, question this strange reality in which we live. You may become ostracized and ignored by friends and family, but just remember, it's the mark of great courage to be able to rise above and stand alone. You know, most people are living in a dream world and don't even know it. Others are aware something is wrong and still want to continue living that dream world. A lucid dream is where you know you're dreaming, you're awake just enough to know you're dreaming, but you still want to live in that dream. That's the reality in which we live.
I can't go back, can I?
No. But if you could, would you really want to?
On your journey of truth, don't follow anyone, including me. You lead. Follow your heart, come to your own conclusions, and remember, rise above and stand alone.
Hi, I'm Paul. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.